Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. The last podcast episodes, I spoke about the difference between intuition and accessing higher states of consciousness. And today I want to dive deeper in how to access higher levels of consciousness. And I want to use a pictorial language to present it in a more understandable and plastic way. I love metaphors, by the way. So if you have worked with me or you know me, you know that I work a lot with pictures, just because a picture usually says more than 1,000 words, right? So let's play and let's start. Let's say that intuition is a radio device. So you might have the device, but unless you know how to turn it on, you won't be able to use it to its full potential, right? And if you think about your phone, your cell phone, you're probably using a minimum of all the functionalities that are built in that device, right? And actually, that's what happens with our consciousness too. We're using a very small percentage of all the potential, all the functionalities that we do have available to us. Okay, so imagine that you have that radio device and you have learned to turn it on and to listen to the music it plays. That is amazing, right? Because it makes a difference to how you experience a life. If you think about having no radio functioning and not being able to listen to the music that it's playing, right? But imagine that you haven't discovered yet that this radio device has a dial to change the radio station. You'd be listening to the radio device, but over time, your horizon would become a restricted one, hearing only the news and music that this specific radio station plays. Does that make sense? If you're only looking at the world through one lens, you will have a restricted view and a restricted life experience to only the lens that you're looking towards. And the same happens with intuition. If you're all the time listening to the same radio station or to one radio station, your horizon will be restricted and the way that you perceive things will be restricted. It will be tainted by the station you're tuned in. Okay? So now let's go a step further. Now imagine that you discover the dial on your device and learn how to turn it and tune yourself into way more different radio stations. A completely new world opens up for you, right? And this is exactly what training our consciousness and learning to discern and tune ourselves into the different dimensions that in consciousness do exist feels like. It's a totally a whole different story. What I experience with many people that they are awakened, and let me speak a little bit into that they're awakened to our energetic and spiritual essence, right? So what I experience very often is that they do have their radio device playing. They sense the difference of being able to hear and see more and experiencing more than they did before. They can experience beyond pure matter and use this information. So they think, yay, this is it. I am there because it feels so good. It's like, okay, a new world has opened up and still they're not seeing that it's a restricted one. Okay. But they just amazed by the possibilities that they see. The music that is playing in these different kind of frequencies, whatever, in the radio station that they're tuning in. So they think, This is it. I am there. The truth is that yes, they have opened up their door for more than pure matter. They have awakened to the fact that we're consciousness, that we're energy, that we're of a spiritual nature, right? And that lets them feel, as I said before, special, awakened, belonging to the awakened group of people. They feel like they are there, they are arrived. But the other side of the coin is that there is way more to that. It is not a getting there. It is not an arrival. It's not only there is one channel available in our inbuilt radio station. There is way more than that. It is a journey of unveiling more and more of what is. It's not an arriving. It's not a getting there. It's a journey of unveiling more and more of what is. And that includes that is a journey of letting go of lower aspects in ourselves so that we can see more radio stations in our radio device and learn how to tune ourselves into those too. If you keep focusing on training your intuition, and don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong or right with that. There is no judgment at all in here. But this message comes from a desire to help you raise your awareness, okay? So again, if you keep focusing on training your intuition only, what will happen is that you will increase the quality of the transmission, the quality of the sound, which will result in you hearing better what comes out of the radio device, your intuition, right? Your open channel, which is great per se. But be aware that if you only do this, you will get stuck on a very limited number of radio stations, and your perception and your life experience will get restricted and will be a restricted one too. And that is what is happening currently, that these people that have recently awakened or are awakened since a time, but do think and do believe that the radio station that they're tuned in, that's it, they arrived. So what is happening is that these people, out of this ecstatic experience, right, of new, wow, right, which I totally can understand, fall into a space of believing that the radio stations they are tuned in are the right ones. And I can understand that because I have been there too, right? It's a journey. It's a journey with different stages, and we all do get through those stages if we're willing to. There is not a shortcut on that. Another thing that they often experience in this stage too is that as they start to perceive more of what is, they feel resentful and angry towards people that are not awakened yet because they see what this lack of awakening is causing, right? So what happens? That they believe that they are in the right track, that the radio station that they're tuning in is the right one, that there are none else, right? And they start oftentimes to feel resentful towards the people, the system, the governments, all the things that are going on, because they can grasp more of how it could be different, right? And now listen, because this is very important. And even though this is a normal stage and it's a normal space to be in at that moment, right, with that experience, these experiences paradoxically create separation and duality, because these experiences still stem from a lower, denser consciousness level too. And you know, if you think about, or if you oftentimes or from time to time you are experiencing yourself like resentful or with anger or thinking that you are tuned into the right thing and others are not, right? And so all these kind of feelings and thoughts of better than or knowing better than other people or being better, that has nothing to do with higher states of consciousness, right? In higher states of consciousness, all of that being better, me, you, me versus all them, I know better than, you are hurting me not, I'm further ahead of you, that simply doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist in higher states of consciousness. So again, what is the message here? That feeling awakened to the knowing that we are an energetical essence, a spiritual essence, doesn't equal and doesn't mean that we're naturally already accessing and operating from higher states of consciousness. Again, feeling awakened or being awakened to the fact that we're an energetical essence, that we, our essence is a spiritual one, that doesn't mean and imply that you are accessing and operating from higher states of consciousness. Now, if you want to truly raise your frequency so that you can access higher states of consciousness, which means expanding your consciousness, accessing higher states of consciousness, expanding your horizon of what is and what is possible, and coming back to our picture, and have a greater number of radio stations available for you, you need to do the inner work that will help you to unlock them. And actually, it's not an unlocking so much. It is more about discernment. It's about being able to see all those other radio stations that are available for us, that there are many, many more than we might think. They are all the time there. But if our current consciousness level stays at a lower state, we won't be able to see them, discern them, and tune ourselves to them. So now you will be asking, so how to, Veronica? How can I access higher levels of consciousness and enhance the range of radio stations available to me? The simple answer is by doing the inner work. By doing the work of seeing what thoughts, beliefs, patterns, and behaviors we are living in and releasing them layer by layer by layer. And that is the not so fancy part of a spiritual journey. A journey of accessing higher states of consciousness, one that often masters and teachers don't speak about because it's not so fancy dandy, right? And very often, all the masters and teachers transmit the message that when you are awakened, everything is easy, super fancy, no doubts, no low vibes at all, no anger. Everything is just easy peasy. And oftentimes what has happened is that accessing higher states has been equal to the absence of lower vibes. It has been equal to if you're on a higher level of consciousness, then there is an absence of resistance, there is an absence of fear, an absence of anger, etc., etc. But that is not the truth. It's not the truth because we are dual beings. We are here on Earth to experience duality with all its range. And duality means that as long as we are incarnated here with a body, with a physical vessel, we will have an earthly experience that includes lower aspects too, because that's the nature. Of course, we can lower the or release more and more of lower aspects, and that's what we're actually called to do. That's our expansion. That's where our development, our increasing our consciousness comes to and place too, right? So what often happens too, in my experience, is that people that feel they are awakened, when they feel a lower state of vibe, like anger or fear or whatever, they react with rather, I know better, I mentioned that before, or oftentimes they put it under the rug. They ignore that, like, oh, I don't have to go into that because I'm on a higher consciousness state. So there is no reason for it to be here. So I ignore that, right? But that has a downside to it. Because what you're doing is just putting the things under the rug and you're just ignoring them. But ignoring them is going to hinder you to really, really release them, okay? And that's why the inner work is so important. Because the more we commit to the inner work, the more we dare to look at our lower aspects, and that's not the fun thing to do, right? And the more that we commit to embrace them, that's the challenging part, right? To embrace our flaws so that we can let them go. And here again, listen carefully to this. And yes, what we don't embrace, we cannot let go. Whatever we ignore, avoid, and put under the rug will stay there. So the more that we dare to look at our lower aspects, the more that we dare to embrace them so that we can let them go, the more we will be able to consciously access higher states of consciousness. Because then we're really releasing the lower aspects, which is creating a space for us, a lightness, a raise in our frequency. That is what is going to allow us to access a higher state of consciousness. If we're ignoring the lower aspects, if we're just putting them under the rock, we will get stuck into the couple of very restricted number of radio stations that we're tuned in right now. And that won't change unless we release the lower aspects. And in order to release them, we need to look at them, to see them in the eye, to embrace them, and to release them. Well, and Veronica, what is a practice, or what practices could I do? What sadhana can help me to do this work? So I will expand on what kind of practice will help you to do this inner work in another episode of this podcast. So stay tuned. This is what I've got for you today, and I'm sending you much, much love and a big, big hug, and talk to you the next time. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.academy.